WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Microsoft has cornered the market with its software for running personal computers. So when Microsoft overhauls its operating system, it's a big deal. The eagerly awaited Windows 95 debuts this month. So is it better? Technology commentator Stephen Levy has tried Windows 95 and has these thoughts.
If you believe the proclamations of Microsoft, which sits atop the software world like a silicon colossus, August 24th is one of the most important days in the history of planet Earth. That day is when Microsoft plans to ship Windows 95, its new computer operating system. The hype is overwhelming. Well, I've played with Win95, to use the Digerati jargon, and it's no big whoop. I certainly don't think it will provoke future generations to rank 1995 with, say, 1066, when a different William did his conquering. Computer users will find Windows 95 to be easier to use and learn than its predecessor Windows 3, but not something that dramatically transforms their lives, at least not on the scale of truly profound advances like TV remotes or microwave popcorn, or the Macintosh operating system, the pinnacle to which Win95 aspires. But there's another element to August 24th that may prove more significant, the way Windows 95 connects you to the electronic world. Indeed, to some people, August 24th does represent a landmark, albeit a dark and disastrous one. These are the folks that operate computer online systems like America Online, CompuServe, and Prodigy. Why do they moan as the fateful date approaches? Because one of the built-in features of Win95 is a little on-screen picture that just may put a dent the size of Redmond, Washington, in those fledgling electronic enterprises. Let me explain. Windows 95 is what is known as operating system software, a sort of staging ground program that launches other applications and lets you do the digital version of house cleaning. Every computer needs such a system, and over 70% of all personal computers use Microsoft system. Effectively, the company has a monopoly in this area. Microsoft worked very hard to achieve this dominating marketplace position, and now it intends to reap some serious spoils. Namely, to use the inevitable success of Windows 95 as a Trojan horse for the Microsoft Network, the company's offering in the new and potentially even more profitable arena of online services. Whether you ask for it or not, your version of Windows 95 will have a little on-screen icon the size of a fingerprint labeled the Microsoft Network. Simply clicking on that button automatically connects you to that proprietary information service, which, like its competitors, offers email, electronic publications, bulletin boards, information databases, and a gateway to the Internet. It's like signing up for an information and communications utility. And like your electric and phone bill, you get charged every month, maybe forever. The Microsofties have figured out a way to get even richer. What drives the other online services wild is that Microsoft is giving itself an advantage they didn't have. Free access to the nation's desktops. Not surprisingly, Windows 95 doesn't represent any of the other online services by little buttons with their corporate logos. Is Microsoft Network going to restrict our choices and make the information highway a toll road where every booth funnels pennies and quarters to Bill Gates? Oddly, despite my conviction that Microsoft is not playing fairly here, I don't really think the general public is going to wind up suffering too much. In the short term, I think Windows 95, by introducing a one-button connection to computer communications, is going to speed up the overall acceptance of the online world, making it more accessible to those who are curious but is of yet clueless as to what the fuss is all about. This is a good thing, and not necessarily a permanent bonanza for Microsoft. My bet is, once people get a taste of that world, they'll come to understand they don't really need a proprietary online service. Significantly, there's also a button in Windows 95 that allows those with existing direct connections to the Internet to go immediately to that more open electronic playground, where you can get all the good stuff of an online service and much, much more, without paying an hourly fee to Microsoft. That sort of direct connection is where the future lies, and because the Internet is constructed so there's no limit to the ways you can access it, it will be impossible for a single company to control it, even if that company is named Microsoft. In its self-interested attempt to try to corner the market for the electronic frontier, Microsoft is helping move us towards the day when all of us are digitally connected. My guess is years from now, if people do look back to August 24th, 1995, that is what they'll remember.
Stephen Levy writes about computers for Newsweek magazine.